So you know, we've got a chance to play with him in the preseason, and he's got a pretty good feel for it. He's a really David's really smart. You know, I think he picks things up really quickly. He picked our offense up really quickly. He actually did some in college because when he was at Michigan, Rich Rodriguez was there. So he's got some experience in this in a tempo type system. So
we're trying to do a good job catering to his skill set and also catering to him. If I'm on the field with him, I'll make the calls for the defense. I'll tell him what to do, get him lined up, make sure he's set. So it's definitely tough on him, but I'm trying to do, when Casey and D'Amico as well, do as best as possible to just cater to him and make sure it's easy on him so he can use his unique athleticism and they go play well.
Second-year player, inexperienced, the center, who will snap the ball to Foles in the shotgun.
He's very intelligent. He's a very intelligent guy. He's learned a lot from Jason Kelce. He's learned a lot from Coach Stout, and it's one of those things where he's going to make a call. If he sees something going on in the defense, he's not afraid to step up and change it and get things going. We've built a camaraderie throughout offseason and throughout camp. I've been in there with those guys before. I've played with Dennis Kelly. I've played with those guys. Played with them last game, and they did a great job. So I have all the confidence in the world they're going to do a great job, and it's my job as a quarterback, if something does break down, to get the ball out of my hands or do a scramble drill or whatever it may be.
We're not going to let what happened last week, 100 and some yards, 150 plus I think they had on the ground. So we as a group talked, and we wasn't going to let that happen going into the Redskins game. Every week you're going to face a good offensive line, a good offensive line. So I think we just got to do the same thing we did against the Redskins. You know, be physical up front, set the tone for the game.
They try to get people out of position, but I guess every offense tries to do that. You really got to focus on your keys and, you know, like offset fullbacks and running backs, and you just can't. You got to trust the D-line. They'll be where they need to be, and they should trust us that we'll be where we need to be.